Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I thank you, Father. Yes, indeed. My brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High. Yes, indeed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Yes, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful indeed. Yes, for every ear the Most High brings near, I thank the Most High for every word that He grants. That are ultimately given precious words for the healing and the awakening of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would accrue, yes indeed, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me, doing for Him what He has asked of me, I would have His protection and guidance. And my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you for that I am utmost thankful. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a word that needs to be spoken. And I thank Him that He delivers and makes it possible to speak forth the preciousness of His word. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. Tell me I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies for doing it. He told me I would have His protection and guidance. And He told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes. Indeed, He has told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. If they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. The Most High has a plan. Yes, indeed, He has a plan from the very beginning. Yes, indeed, He has a plan from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, that carnal mind, seeking to exalt self, would never comprehend. He has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, the carnal mind oftentimes despises. Why? Because, my brothers and sisters, it allows none of the intrusions. I repeat, none of the intrusions. After the short-sightedness of mindset, it doesn't seek the fullness of divine will. Here, my brothers and sisters, the words that I'm speaking to you now, the Most High told me, are very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. For those, my brothers and sisters, who seek esteem from men and praise from Yah only, they do not want. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the words that I'm speaking to you now, because they flatter no one. I say they flatter no one. They give thanks to the Most High, the only Savior. They give thanks to the Most High. And whatever we know or come ever to know that is worthy before Him, we have to realize that it's a word, my brothers and sisters, that has to be granted by Him. And my brothers and sisters, that is not what the rulers of this world would have you to consider. So often, they want to tell you that they are delivering you by their word. Heaven help us. So often they want to tell you that when I say their word, think about it. Each of the churches, denominations, whatever you want to call them, national institutions of man, already have, in some of the ways, parameters of what they call a foundation, parameters of knowledge, controlling bodies of knowledge, hegemonies, if you will, hegemonies, that they've already established as, in their mind, sufficient. My brothers and sisters, what else can I tell you but what all the prophets and saints knew is that when Messiah appears, He will reprove every single one of them as in some way falling short of His mark, His standard, His glory. He will reprove every single one of them where any single one of them in any way is in any way inclined to deny even the least particulate of His law. For to think that Messiah comes to put away, deny any of what the Most High declared in any way is to say the majesty of what His divine plan is in some way folly. It is even to go as far as to say the Messiah comes in some way to sanction somebody's life. Because let me tell you something. What the Most High declared and what He said is eternal, is an eternal statute throughout all generations. when he says he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end, that he does not change, and say that he does, my brothers and sisters, that's not faith in Yah. That is what wrought Babylon and all this international confusion from the beginning. From the dawn of the fall, my brothers and sisters, to trust that the Most High would deny his own word and the validity, the veracity, the strength, and the authority of any of his word. Is to say the Most High called himself foolish some way to appease what seems wise to men. My brothers and sisters, you need to wake up, because this world, we all need to wake up in some way to discern the fallacy in this. Because think about it. Since the Most High does not change, he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He will bring about all that he has spoken from the beginning. He says that the judge, my brothers and sisters, when he comes, will surely judge all mankind in righteousness according to all the Most High declared from the beginning to eternity. Because of this, to sit back and say that anybody is justified after less, my brothers and sisters, is a deceiver. Is a deceiver, my brothers and sisters. Because, quite frankly, the Most High declared from the beginning that there must be peace on this earth. The eventuality, he declares, according to truth, let's just say true, steadfastness in his law, can only be oneness. How then, my brothers and sisters, do men look around and see 45,000 denominations in this world, 280 nations, all these in counting, and don't realize this is damnable sin? Is there agreement in it? Is there peace in it? Is there honor before the Most High in it? Or have men, my brothers and sisters, when they seek to take away from what the Most High declared, are they praising Yah or honoring another? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about what's really going on in this world we live in. From the dawn of the fall, when man fell for the dupe, the first thing that the adversary did is try to get man to believe something against what Yah had already spoken. Layers upon layers of man's denial, my brothers and sisters, only layers and havens for more and more lies. False institutionality, false churches. Hey, everybody wants to be flattered. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We live in a world today that hasn't even understood fully what it needs to petition for. I know it sounds hard when I say that, but hasn't even understood still what to petition for. The Most High didn't say he was going to save and deliver anyone who has a drive for less than the fullness of his will. He didn't say that he was going to save and deliver those who trust in the false authority and those who deny his sovereignty, his sovereign authority in any way. Think about it. Abrahamic faith. The Abrahamic covenant was always about faith beyond men. Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, and that would be a blessing to the nations. Did you hear me? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What made people think then that Abraham's children could seek an imperfect standard, a multitude of people seeking imperfect standards, exalting imperfect standards? That's serving imps, imposters. That's not Yah. Wake up and understand. Most High is his conscience. He is his word. He denies nothing that he has spoken. What do you think? He's going to deny that he said something? Because people forgot? He's going to not do what he said because people don't want to hear it? Or people trusting in their rulers? Want to be justified by their rulers, even when they see in the scriptures so much truth that the rulers haven't told? Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time to get past these fatal flatteries. They've been deceiving mankind for a long time. I can't tell you about how many pastors I run into when I've talked to them about so many things that I know they don't speak about. And the first thing they turn around and tell me, say, well, how many people you got to understand that? And told me point blank that they're going to continue to teach what they teach until more people understand they can profit off of telling it.
As if to say, in fact, one pastor told me, hey, Most High, Lord gave me this church. I'll decide when I'm going to tell people about those things. They died. They perished, my brothers and sisters. Never spoke. Never once spoke these things before their congregations. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the true child of Yah, when he discovers the truth, he wants to go tell it upon the mountains. A true child of Yah, my brothers and sisters, he discovers something that has been missing that is necessary to make his people complete. He wants to cry it out, my brothers and sisters, with a bullhorn wherever he goes. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's a part of the soul that aches that the people's hearts and oftentimes lack the kind of foundation to discern what needs to be spoken. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. It's amazing that so many teach a doctrine saying such things like, all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. Oh, that's scripture. Yes, it is. But what about the rest of it in Joel 2:32 that they took out of Romans 10? It says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance unto a remnant whom the Most High has called. You ever stop to consider that scripture talks about a people, my brothers and sisters? A people whom the Most High has bid and drawn near to himself. A people that he, my brothers and sisters, begun to show his vision. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, carnal eye and ear have not heard the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love him. That means if you haven't seen his vision, you can call upon his name according to the divisions, the partiality, the blindness of others. Not the same, my brothers and sisters, but the Most High will reveal that you seek the fullness of his will. And all your petitioning, my brothers and sisters, winds up only being idolatry. Let me see if I can explain that to you. He said, and in Jerusalem, oh, city of peace, city where there's perfect understanding, is to a remnant whom the Most High has called. How about drawing near to himself? How about showing forth his vision? That when you call upon his name, you call upon his name not according to the vanities of men, but according to a vision the Most High has proclaimed. Oh, so let's understand what this means. Many call upon the name of the Most High, but they do so after a multitude of rulers who the scriptures tell you in advance will be found out that not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Wow, the gospel is the word of the kingdom of Yah. It's not at the end of the miscreant standard of this world. You mean 45,000 denominations are teaching the way of the kingdom of Yah? Really? Is that what people really believe? Is that really what people believe, my brothers and sisters? That 45,000 denominations are preparing people to walk after the way of the one Messiah. 45,000 kings. 45,000, my brothers and sisters. Yes, 45,000 denominations. All kinds of pastors. All teaching the will of one while they contradict one another. And that's why their divisions even exist. Do you really believe that could be so? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah comes to sanction? Do you really believe Messiah comes to sanction this? Really? My brothers and sisters, I got news for you. There's a reason why the science said watch out for false prophets. Because many crying out the name of the Most High, crying out, Lord, Lord, like the false prophets do, not seeking the fullness of what the Spirit would declare. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Many also call upon the name of the Most High, prophesy also falsely. They also declare ideals. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Ideals, the standards, eventualities, expectations that are not true to all the Most High forewarned that his people must expect. There's a reason why the scripture said, my brothers and sisters, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. You ever stop to consider the Son of Man comes to reprove whatever the doctrines among the churches and nations have fallen short? who reproves all these fallen standards. I said all these fallen standards. Heaven help us. Meaning, he reproves the leaders by not having told people how to prepare for him. Him who will judge men according to all righteousness. Acts 3:18-23, one of my favorite scriptures. Messiah will come to judge mankind for the refreshing and restitution, refreshing of all things, remembrance of all things. According to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. All that the Most High said, my brothers and sisters. He declared. He declared for a reason. Men not discerning the intricacy of a holy word so often have listed points, not understanding how they fit in the master scheme of things. And in so many ways, denying even single, small points, don't realize how not having that point has blinded them of the ability to see the assimilation. Not be able to see the interwoven association. So many other points. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there's been so many lies taught among the churches. So many lies, so many half-truths upheld that there was nothing more to look for or see among the churches, congregations, and nations. So many flattered and looking to be flattered, looking for esteem among men. So much truth, my brothers and sisters. That many souls have never even begun to be prepared for. Not even close. The Most High is looking for a people, my brothers and sisters. A church, some scriptures say, this way, without a spot or wrinkle. A people made perfect. Regardless of all the provocations, false doctrine, illusions, briberies and temptations to exalt less, that exists among the nations, regardless of all that. Scripture in the book of Jacob, they call it James, says your faith, your perseverance and faith in Yah, like Abraham was told to walk before the Most High, must, if you like, wisdom among the nations. Still yet, since the Most High is one standard under all, must bring forth what the Scripture calls a perfect work. A perfect work. A perfect work. Do I need to say it again? A perfect, complete work. It says, lacking nothing. What do you think the scripture is describing then, my brothers and sisters? It means though we might be scattered among the nations. Institutions blinding men of their iniquity by exalting partial standards. Faith in Yah must still bring forth a perfect work. Man brought to real wisdom. And the Most High told me directly, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not not taking consideration of all the Most High declared, well, that's not wisdom at all. But there are those who sit back and say, I'm a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever. When they say there's certain scriptures they don't deal with in their churches. Wow, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. And people turn around and say that somehow before the Most High, they're still going to be viable. No, my brothers and sisters, it said faith, perseverance, seeking to transcend in all the partialities that are among the nations. Recognizing by faith in Yah, that nobody's going to be justified by a fallen, partial, or polluted standard. Did you hear what I said? No one's going to be justified by a partial or in any way polluted, therefore divisive, lying, deceitful, rather than perceptive standard. No one who does not have a love for the whole truth has a true oath in the name of the Most High. Scripture says, all who call upon his name shall be delivered. But did he say you could call upon his name after your own vanities? Unto your own agendas? Unto what the society says should be your utmost desire? Call upon his name to appease the system that has no desire nor design to please Yah fully. So, men have said that they cry out to the Most High to perform what is pleasing utmost to men, against what is divine agenda, and divine intent, and divine sovereignty, as if the rule and standards and ideals of another were wise, and the constraints of another were sufficient unto the Most High. You petition the Most High according to somebody else's vision. Even having an allegiance under somebody else's vision. And that will get you deliverance, peace, sanctification under the kingdom of Yah. There's a reason, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture says, and in Jerusalem should be deliverance unto the remnant. Unto a remnant whom the Most High has called. Because what it means, my brothers and sisters, what it means is that first and foremost, like you see in that first chapter of Jacob, they call James. Your first petition to the Most High should be a petition unto him, seeking his mercy, seeking his grace, that in all things, in the wisdom of him, you be made whole. That in no way did you lie. In no way are you left unstable. In no way do you unwittingly mock or misrepresent the will of the Most High. You mean you call upon his name not to seek the fullness of his will, so if you lie, it makes no difference? Is that what people are compelled to think? So the Most High deliver, preserve, maintain those whose commissions and ideal is not to preserve the pure, perfect word of his salvation. Really? He said the double-minded man was unstable in all his ways.
How does the scripture say you should become like-minded? It said it in Romans 15. It says whatever, all. It means the same thing in word.
That is written of old. It's for our learning. That we through patience and the faith and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Even that all be like-minded. All the Gentiles brought to obedience. All the nations brought to obedience in word and deed. That's purity and completion under one choice. I said that's purity and completion under one choice. One common agreement. One common understanding. Sounds like a blessing to me to finally discern how not to lie, to finally discern how not to misrepresent, to finally learn how to agree, to finally know, my brothers and sisters, how we can transcend all these anomalies and contentions and debating among us, that we might be reconciled in the will of Yah, the only Savior, the only ultimate peacemaker. But I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures tell us how this peace should be brought to bear. Should be the utmost expectation of us all. Churches don't teach it. What? What did he say? I said the churches don't teach it. I'm waiting to hear a church, a pastor, that would teach everything in Isaiah 40 through 41 through 42 through 43. I'm waiting to hear a pastor that's willing to teach everything that's in Isaiah 24, 25, 26, 27, and teach it right. Well, so far I haven't heard him teach it. Period. The whole scenario that is there. I'm waiting to hear people that call themselves Christians, by and large, willing to teach everything that's, for instance, at Isaiah 49 in the context of Isaiah 41. In the context of Isaiah 45, concerning who it is. As the scripture says, the Most High will send to call forth his people from all the diversities, from the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth. They tell you, my brothers and sisters, sounds like an amazing thing I know to a lot of people. But the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, don't speak like a whole lot of pastors want to tell you. Not at all. I said not at all. Not at all. A lot of pastors out here, they tell you, in fact, I heard one say it today, heaven help us, that we, saying the people, must get together. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Indeed, the people must seek and become true in all things to all the Holy Spirit will reveal. But to sit back and say that the so-called, they say, body of Christ, is going to come completely together to establish the kingdom of Yah on this earth before Messiah comes to do it. That sounds flattering, but it leaves people, my brothers and sisters, to be so very, in so many ways, vulnerable. Vulnerable to all kinds of deceivers. Because the same ones who speak this, have they told the people that purity and completion offers one choice, and the only way are people going to be made one that they have to seek beyond all the rulers, beyond all the pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, who all teach their personalized brand of doctrine. If they tell you that, where these pastors talk, they're just going to get together from all their multitude of different denominations. Meld together all their confusions, all their differences. Somehow say that of themselves, having not sought the perfect will of Yah, they're going to declare to the peoples and all the nations the perfect will of Yah. There's a scripture, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 41. Messiah bringing forth one called the Righteous One, or the King of the East. Isaiah 41 speaks of him. Who will say, keep silence before me, O you isles. Hearken me, O you nations. Oh, I don't know if the ruler is going to get the people together. He's going to tell them to shut up. So finally, a word can go forth. People no longer being distracted. One scripture says he's going to tell them to listen to him. For he is sent for the very purpose to regather Israel in Isaiah 49. I see scriptures, my brothers and sisters, saying that many, rather in silence, listening humbly, that because many want to sit back and find a way to justify what Messiah knows is very much so partial and polluted doctrine. So the scripture says you're going to have to make a full end of all nations, all the diverse orientations, if you will, Jeremiah 30:10-11. All these diverse ideas, my brothers and sisters, that have scattered the allegiance of his people. But he might declare it absolute. Is that what you are taught in your churches? Did they tell you? Again, my brothers and sisters, there is no covenant from the Most High that says that he won't expose all the lies that men have told. There's no covenant from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, no new covenant. That does not seek to bring remembrance of all the Most High has declared. In fact, the word for new there is means to renew. Doesn't mean the Most High forgot it. Doesn't mean it ever ceased to be a covenant of what he declared from the beginning. It means it needs to be brought again to remembrance to the minds of men. That's what the Holy Spirit does, teach all things, no lie in it. So, consider. Dare men think that they'll be made whole, delivered, preserved, called wise, because they call upon his name after the standards of another? Oh, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says to a remnant whom the Most High has drawn near, it means it's to a remnant people, my brothers and sisters, who seek to speak no lies, do no iniquity, declare in all things what is the vision of the Most High for his people. The people who are, like I said, my brothers and sisters, when they find out the truth that the world has not told, guess what? They grasp it and take hold of it swiftly. Say it by grace and faith. What about if you don't believe? What if you don't believe the gift, the grace, the mercy of the Most High reveals that you might not be exploited? My brothers and sisters, shall man say they are favored? Did man say that he is favored? Heaven help us. He is favored because he doesn't believe. Because it's not part of his status quo. So men say he's guided by the Most High. when if given the truth, wants to turn around and sit back and say, well, my people don't know anything about that, like a lot of pastors have done. So it's not important that they tell them. It's like people just gonna just overrun everything Messiah said. He said, if you even think that he came to denounce, dishonor, abolish in any way anything that the Most High has declared as his law to be preserved, to be revealed, that was revealed, and to be revealed wherever men speak after his spirit. He says, if you don't hold the responsibility, it comes with asking for his spirit. It teaches all things, no lie in it. He says, those who follow after such as this are guilty of hellfire. Those who pass down this curse over the course of generations. In fact, in so many ways, the scripture says they shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. So the Holy Spirit says to bring all things to remembrance. That means if your leader does not tell you, guess who's supposed to be your teacher? He says, if you lack wisdom, ask Yah. Is anyone faith among you? Know then that saving faith is not of the layerings of illusions, the layerings of lies, which a multitude of different allegiances declare must still yet be among us. Hey, if all these lies were no more and the pure perfect truth were taught, guess what? These divisions wouldn't exist. See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are confused, divided, contentious, filled with debate, have no agreement, reprobate, without a covenant, for lack of knowledge. Or dare men say that they get together and they lack of knowledge, that they can make it a covenant? What, against the greater light? That's the children of darkness then, my brothers and sisters. Doesn't make any sense. The saving faith, my brothers and sisters, by no means flatters any of the seemingly sufficient divisions we see today. Indeed, the oneness of Yah, what is the oneness of Yah? It's predetermined as a divine purpose. Or has man forgotten that the Most High has a purpose for man? You mean to tell me that men petition the Most High and don't ask him what is his purpose? My brothers and sisters, those who forget that the Most High does not call a man delivered according to all the partial and impartial, imperfect, polluted ideals, that men taking over territories want to enslave minds, men's minds to believe is sufficient. Most High is not going to judge any man viable unto himself or faithful unto himself who believes that his purpose is declared by the territorial leaders who rob the Most High, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Why don't people realize to call upon the holy name is to ask to be a servant unto his purpose? When people think in 45,000 denominations and 280 nations, they've all been taught what is his purpose, divine purpose, that they may be set free. That's not the thinking of a rational man. Though the whole world falls short of knowing what, from the beginning, Yah's purpose, as his intent for the human soul, the whole world's forgotten, Yah will yet be true. And though the scriptures did not anywhere say that when people are ready, he's going to tell them. Scripture said, my brothers, this is going to be a shock because he's going to catch a whole world off guard. Why? Because guess what? People not petitioning him for the fullness of his will to fulfill the fullness of his purpose have petitioned in his name, but after the vanity of another, not seeking to be drawn near fully unto him because of so many allegiances to worldly miscreant standards. That men have actually believed that their rulers were divine intercessors, representatives? 45,000 different representatives declare something real unto the perfect will of one, the complete, pure will of one? Enemies against the faith, my brothers and sisters, creating so many misrepresentations, you don't know which is which. Enemies against the peace, my brothers and sisters, because they all seek to exalt impure, imperfect standard. And the word for peace means you have to seek what is complete. Do you think men are lawful in their lawlessness? Really? My brothers and sisters? But the Most High has spoken His purpose and shall do it, it says in Isaiah 46. And it says He's going to judge man by one who seeks to perform all to His divine pleasure. Be made wise, O ye transgressors. Remember these things, ye sinners. Oh, Isaiah 46, 8th chapter 13. Most High said He's going to judge man according to all righteousness, and to believe otherwise is sin. It means separation from Yah. It's not His thoughts. That's what Matthew, Matthiah 5:14-24 said. Most High has declared, my brothers and sisters, one through whom He should call His people to discern beyond all the false and fallen foundations of the nations, that His people regathered might unto Him return. But who's going to be willing to hear His call? Because among the churches, wow. It says kings should be shut their mouths because of Him. Rulers, priests, rabbis, elders should be shut up in silence, humiliated before Him, because He's going to tell the whole world about all the things that the leaders wouldn't tell. Kings should shut their mouths, be silent, humiliated before Him. Because what the people had not been told under their rulers, they should finally consider. The scripture says, who's going to believe His report? Well, if you don't want to believe that your leaders are lying to you whenever they didn't tell you the truth, let me repeat that. Your leaders are lying to you. They're deceiving you whenever they don't tell you the whole truth. They are lying, deceiving, murdering your souls if they don't have in them the impetus, the inspiration from the Most High to tell you all things you need to know. Wow. Do I need to repeat that? Because they make you believe that the standard they tell you is sufficient before the Most High, and it doesn't seek to complete or even prepare you to hear the fullness for His will, the fullness of His will, nor does it give you access to be able to follow when someone speaks these greater things. Oh, some people, the first thing they do is react, hastily. No, I can't be so. My pastor hadn't told me. Well, you need to ask the Most High whether or not these things are so. And you need to check them out for yourself. Like I told you, there's a website of mine, www.hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin. Find out if your pastor's been telling you these things or not. Article called Secret City Prophecies. Read it for yourself at hiddengospel.com and find out whether your pastor's been telling you what you need to know or not. It's all backed up with Scripture. They teach about this idea about a sky Messiah. Wow, why didn't they tell you about Zephaniah 3rd? Messiah in the midst of a wicked, lawless city. And it's going to shock a whole world, because guess what? The lawlessness or lack of knowledge that's in that city is a mirror example of the whole world. Because guess what? Somebody needs to sit back and talk. Well, hey, I know enough to be viable in this system. Wow. What the scripture says, the people who will not know His ways, He has sworn, that they shall not enter into His kingdom. You really think the lack of knowledge that is acceptable, the spiritual depravity, wow, yes, spiritual depravity, that has allowed men to believe that a multitude of divisions is wise. Do you really think that's acceptable unto the holy kingdom? Wow, if you think that a multitude of divisions is wise, my brothers and sisters, when schisms begin where there has been peace, how will you know what is necessary to declare standing for healing? His people are supposed to be light, reconcilers, healers to this world. The judges and kings of Israel, my brothers and sisters, were people that men came to knowing the law, what is acceptable unto the Most High, that it might be declared what is necessary to reconcile the differences that exist among men relative to divine purpose. And a people who have not that power or discretion to do so or to agree when they hear wisdom. My brothers and sisters, people not prepared to reason together after one understanding will not inherit the kingdom of Yah. People says, come let us reason together, and that's certainly not after just ordinary understanding. Calls them Gentiles, my brothers and sisters, after the mark of the beast, because they won't reason fully after the will of one. Look up the Hebrew word goy and understand what he calls Gentiles. He calls them nations that won't reason together. He calls them beastly. Unreasoning with me and my brothers and sisters. Not manu. Not God mind. But irrational, double-minded men. Think they'll inherit the kingdom of Yah and say they can receive nothing from Yah. Definitely not his kingdom. His people, he said, will speak no lies, do no iniquity. Hey, they seek the whole truth. Not a mostly the half-truths that are the denominations and nations today. They follow the Lamb who comes to reprove, rebuke, restore, according to all the Most High himself has declared. Because think about it, my brother and sister. The Most High says he looked upon men and saw there was no intercessor. He said, because he saw there was none who sought all that is his pure and perfect will. Think about it. He says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love him. Wow. What does this mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of what Yah has planned. They who love him, he will grant those who love him and seek him. He grants them to know. And without that vision, my brothers and sisters, guess what? The scripture says that strife and divisions among us is because men are functioning carnally. They don't see the vision. They don't see the goal that's intended. They don't see what's necessary then to see and discern the preciousness of what the Most High grants, that all might function together toward that goal. And if men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the blessing from the Most High that helps men to discern how to cooperate as one, have they kept the law of the Most High at all? Whose law, whose rule, whose ideas is it that keeps people divided after their flesh? The Holy Spirit didn't declare any of these divisions. He didn't declare this lack of understanding. Most High told me if I could look at all these divisions and believe that they are a result of His Spirit and His discipline. He said, I couldn't be a disciple under him. It means the people who won't or are not willing to hear all his will beyond all the differences are not his disciples. Hey, just that simple. He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, those who are willing to be taught. But those who want to sit back and say that all these differences that exist in this world are acceptable unto Yah, well, guess what? It's not Yah they're seeking to worship and honor. But Most High says, guess what? Upon his holy mountain, you shall serve him perfectly. Oh, how can a man do this, my brothers and sisters? How can he call upon the name of the Most High in righteousness and not lie? Lest the Most High has shown him what he has planned for those who love him. You're listening to a man who has seen, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High intends to do on this earth. I've seen third heaven, my brothers and sisters, in the order that is there. And I'm telling you now, most are easily being flattered, but have no idea just how vastly depraved present human conscience has become. And refusing to know, loving the flattery, my brothers and sisters, don't deliver you at all. You just live in no man. Most High told me very early on when I began this pursuit, he said, I asked him one time, why was he teaching me all these things? He said, because you learn how to forgive, because you're going to need that. Because when man begins to understand just how far depraved he is, how many ways he insults the Most High for lack of discretion, and for lack of desire for discretion, continues to insult the Most High. It requires, my brothers and sisters, a lot of patience. Indeed it does. But as much as it requires patience, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has already declared today that his wrath upon what would act as an obstacle against the healing he desires. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says his wrath be poured out without measure. In other words, not in any way restrained upon all those who would not hear his report. Well, my brothers and sisters, I got about 10 seconds left. Heaven help us. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, keep listening. And the Most High to his praise always, thanking him for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah. And know, my brothers and sisters, that what the covenant is that the Most High gave unto Abraham demands that all who partake in it must seek truth beyond all the seen rulers and princes and principalities of this world. For how shall a man know he is not being shortchanged and taught short of the glory, lest he seek the Most High, that he be taught all things that are missing? Hey, that's faith in Yah. Believe that the Most High can teach you beyond all that is lacking in the conscience of men, that you might be made whole. That no more double-minded. When I say double-minded, that means upholding allegiance to less than perfect conscience. Me and my brothers and sisters might finally be able to stand up for what is wise. Only in transcending all these fallen states of conscience, men are called wise, blind are called wise. May all who believe transcend the ways of a flawed world. When will man discern, my brothers and sisters, the first thing you petition the Most High for? That all you do be conformant unto him, true unto him. It has to be made complete in his will. So all things you do and you petition for are devout unto his purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Yes. Blessed are they who will understand that. That they make an offering of themselves. That will not abuse, but that will only respect all the Most High has intended. Regard to all things he has made. Don't think, my brothers and sisters, that a true mediator unto Yah will represent two offending parties, two or more offending parties, or exalt any two or more offending parties. The true mediator unto Yah can represent only the will of one. Yet amazingly, we live in a confused world where many parties, my brothers and sisters, contentions against one another, all offended. Many can be dead wrong. And yet still expect before the judge to win the case. The Most High represents one. And we must, my brothers and sisters, come to all rightly represent him as well. The world must know if there's something wrong if we do not by faith seeking him who demands so much exceedingly more discretion that we not take his name in vain. If men don't realize something is wrong, my brothers and sisters, how spiritually depraved will men become? If we see contradictions and don't realize something is wrong, in whom and after what is our faith? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, looking forward to Shabbat, may the Most High bless all our souls to see him for who he is. And discern Babylon, my brothers and sisters, for all that is of it, that is contradiction and intrusion against peace. Having a sense of what is divine vision and purpose unto its fruition is the key, my brothers and sisters, not to be so quickly deceived. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I told you. HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin, you check out that article. Secret City Prophecies, yes, you need it. Hey, what's there like Enoch excerpts? Oh, you need that. Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, yes. Remember the promise. All these things declaring so much of what the leaders wouldn't tell you so you wouldn't have a reference point. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, you need it. And I will continue to petition that the hearts of those who would be enlightened know humbly for the need to be enlightened, that the Most High grants you the capacity to, in your intense curiosity and love of the truth, be satisfied. As you might be satisfied, find satisfactory, acceptable. Yes, my brothers and sisters, transcend all mediocrity. And made a precious thing before Yah.
You got the world to change the nation, but you're fighting.